NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. The CDC is deciding today on giving millions of people extra protection from coronavirus. An advisory panel will consider another dose from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. The FDA approved both boosters yesterday and said it's okay to mix and match vaccines. A new report says a Democratic senator, key to passing President Biden's spending plan, is opposed to raising taxes altogether. Brian Shook reports.
Politico says Kyrsten Sinema doesn't want to raise taxes on corporations or high-income folks. That's been one way Democrats have looked at paying for their spending plan. The Arizona Democrat is in the middle of a fight over spending between moderate and progressive members of her own party. It's led to the bipartisan infrastructure bill, along with a more partisan social spending measure being stuck in legislative limbo.
Republicans are blocking forward progress on a Democratic voting rights bill. Vice President Harris announced the result.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
A vote to formally open debate on the bill failed with no Republican support. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer accused Republicans of aiming to restrict voting in GOP-led states, calling the state laws horrid. He said Senate Republicans won't even allow a debate on the Democratic bill. In a statement before the vote, President Biden called Republican opposition unconscionable. FBI agents in Florida are reporting a major discovery in the search for Brian Laundrie. Gordon Bird with more.
Spectators chanted after the FBI briefed reporters on what they found at the Carlton Reserve in their search for Brian Laundrie.
Investigators found what appears to be human remains, along with personal items such as a backpack and notebook belonging to Brian Laundrie.
Special Agent Michael McPherson didn't confirm the remains' identity. He says a forensics team will likely work on the scene for several days. Laundrie has been missing for a month. He's the only person of interest in the death of his fiancée, Gabby Petito, whose remains were found in Wyoming last month.
Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.